This program is brought to you by PersonalLifeMedia.com.
Welcome to Inside Out Weight Loss. I'm your host, Renee Stevens, and together we're accessing and adjusting the control panel of your mind-body-spirit system, bringing ease and joy to your weight loss journey and fullness to the rest of your life. Inside Out Weight Loss addresses the causes of your weight struggle. You won't find nutritional advice or exercise plans here. There are lots of other great resources for that. In fact, the people who benefit most from this program already know a ton about nutrition. In fact, most of them have been on every diet out there, like me. You see, I used to be a binge eater. I used to be a compulsive overeater, struggling with my weight, going up and down the scale, beating myself up like there's no tomorrow. I did all that. What a torturous waste. So that's not what Inside Out Weight Loss is about. Inside Out Weight Loss is about addressing the causes of your struggle. In other words, if you're overeating, you're overeating for a reason. I don't care if you're a binger or a grazer or a big dinner kind of person or an eat in the middle of the night kind of person. It doesn't matter. If you're overweight, it's because you're getting something out of it. It's working for you. Like Clotera Pye says, being overweight isn't a problem. It's a solution to something that's going on for you, either now or maybe something from your past where overeating or being overweight kind of worked for you. So if you try to stop overeating without addressing why you're doing it in the first place, then you're just going to end up frustrated. And unfortunately, with more weight than before you started in a lot of cases. Not to mention less muscle if you lose the weight quickly. I feel like this is a really good time of year to remind everybody of that if you lose the weight really fast, there's a very high probability that you're actually losing muscle as well as fat, but a lot of muscle. So if you gain it back, you gain back fat and not the muscle. No fun. Oh yeah, that's why the metabolism slows down as we age, they say. Most of that slowing down of metabolism is a result of loss of lean muscle tissue on the body. And that loss of lean muscle tissue on the body gets worse if you lose weight, gain weight, lose weight, gain weight. So, Inside Out Weight Loss, you know this if you're a regular listener, says, hey, there's a reason here. Let's address that reason. Let's find ways that work even better than overeating or being overweight to accomplish that same thing. So let's take an example here. Let's say you eat because you're bored. Well, boredom is one of those surface emotions, and eating can offer you a distraction. But I'm betting that if you're eating because you're bored, there's something else going on underneath the surface. Maybe you don't like your job. Maybe you don't have enough confidence to go out and go for the kind of work that you really want to do. Maybe you feel trapped in a relationship. Maybe you're scared of attracting people into your life, attracting romantic partners into your life, because you haven't done so well in those relationships in the past. Now, I know what you might be thinking now. Oh, God, that's going to take a lifetime of psychoanalysis to sort out. No. Change can occur in an instant. It's not time-bound. Okay, so let's take another example. I was talking to a client earlier today, and she said she did okay over the holidays, but not great. So I asked her to do a redo. In other words, I asked her to think about how she would have liked to have been in those various situations when she was traveling and visiting family and her boyfriend. And at first she said, well, I could have packed better snacks or gone to the store early on, and all of that's true. It would absolutely have helped her over that holiday period. And yet, there's something more there. Because if she makes those changes, those are behavior-level changes. Where we want to make the changes so that they last is at the motivation level. We want to go beneath the surface. So I asked her if she were truly naturally slender already, if she were the kind of person who easily maintained the weight that she wants to be at, how would it feel in your body? And she said it would be kind of like that tree feeling that we had talked about before. And the tree feeling is a feeling of being grounded, like we have roots going deep into the earth, and yet centered. Grounded and yet flexible, able to adapt. It's a feeling of being centered and balanced, perhaps resting in your true self, your authentic self. And from that place of balance, that place of being centered and flexible, the eating decisions would be pretty easy. So then I asked her, well, how could you cultivate that centered and balanced feeling on a daily basis? What simple daily practices could you do that would cultivate that feeling? That feeling that is the basis, the foundation for good decisions. If you're trying to make good decisions by force, they're not going to stick. If you try to make good decisions based on feeling centered and balanced and feeling good in your body, well, then they become easy decisions to make and they will last. And not only will they last, but you'll be really adaptable. So different circumstances will come up and you'll easily adapt to them. You know, like dinner out with friends or vacation or office party, whatever it might be. Now, on top of that feeling, we install something like the naturally slender eating strategy. And by the way, all these topics have been addressed in previous episodes of Inside Out Weight Loss. So go check back in the earlier episodes to find out about the naturally slender eating strategy, which is a way to make decisions about what and how much to eat. So when I think about how I am when I'm traveling and my routine gets all thrown out the window, I think, well, what do I really care about? Well, my priority, and yeah, it's kind of selfish, it's true. My priority is making absolutely sure that my body feels as good as possible. So that means I prioritize sleep and dealing with the jet lag. That means I prioritize exercise and I have to get creative. Walking outside, running outside, finding a gym nearby, bringing an exercise DVD, and I prioritize eating good food when I'm hungry and stopping when I'm satisfied. Because I know that my traveling companions or the people that I'm visiting are not going to enjoy the best of me if I don't feel good in my body. I'll get grumpy. I won't be very nice to be around. So I'm taking great care of me so that I have more to give. Another core Inside Out weight loss concept. And as we're talking about that, I invite you to take these few moments and begin to drop inside to become even more fully present with you. Because this deep work that we're talking about, this deep and yet so gentle work that we're talking about, this kind of work that makes weight loss easy, it's true. It can be easy, just like it is for all those naturally slender people out there, those people who are easily and effortlessly, day after day and year after year, the kind of weight that they feel really good about. And by the way, Inside Out Weight Loss is not about being super skinny or meeting somebody else's standard. In fact, it's actually all about feeling really good in your own body at whatever weight that is for you. And the feeling good in your body part comes first, and then the weight loss comes second. It's a byproduct. In other words, if you're setting goals, a weight goal is probably the wrong goal to have, and a feeling good goal and a taking great care of yourself goal, those are really good goals to have because they're directly and completely within your control. So as you become more and more aware of your current experience, and that simply means noticing any sensations deep within your body, deep within your torso, it's so refreshing to drop inside and simply notice the life energy that's there as your heart beats, the blood through your system. Your blood goes to every part of your body all day long and all night. Every part of your body is refreshed by fresh blood carrying oxygen that you breathe deep into your lungs. And each breath is like renewal as you bring the new into your life, the new into your body, and exhale, releasing what's no longer needed. And as you ride the wave of your next breath, allow any tension or tightness in your body to simply fade away. Allow any thoughts or cares from the day, your to-do list, all of that to simply drift away, like clouds dissolving in the sky, or a puddle of rainwater evaporating in the warm sun. I especially like that image today, a cold day in the winter here in North America. And it's in this place where the thoughts fade away and we're more and more present with our current experience, with ourselves, that the true change happens. Today I'd like to talk to you about snacking while cooking. Picking, snacking while cooking. Who knows how much food could go into your body before the meal has actually begun? I had a question from a listener, and when we come back from our break, we're going to go deep into what's going on with that snacking and how to shift your pattern. You're listening to Inside Out Weight Loss on Personal Life Media. This is your host, Renee Stevens, and we'll be right back. Attention Inside Out Weight Loss listeners, wouldn't it be cool to have Inside Out Weight Loss in written form, especially in a workbook format, including all of the homework assignments, complete with space to fill it out? Advancing you on your journey. Now you can. The Inside Out Weight Loss Workbook, covering the key foundational episodes 1 through 18, is now available. In fact, Chapter 1 is available absolutely for free. Just go to reneemethod.com, R-E-N-E-E-M-E-T-H-O-D.com, and download your free chapter. And if you'd like to buy the entire workbook, it'll cost you less than a few lattes. So just go to www.reneemethod.com and check it out. We're back now. A listener named Astrid wrote in a question to me. She emailed me a question, and she says, "I just felt compelled to send you a quick message. I've been trying in vain to shake my picking habit. When I cook, bits and pieces find their way into my mouth before I've even had a chance to think, 'Hey, no, I want to wait for my meal.' Anyway, I was dwelling on it last night with no real answers, and I'm just cycling right now, multitasking like we women do, and listening to your podcast, and just heard you suggest getting a fork, plate, bowl every time you eat. And I'm hoping this could be the way forward for me to rid myself of the annoying habit. I'm setting my intention right now. Thanks again, Renee." I love that you are using an intention to make this shift. That's a great place to start. Now, snacking while cooking. And full disclosure, I want to share what I do. What I do is, I don't not snack while cooking. The first thing that I do is check in with my stomach. You could do this by simply putting your hands on your stomach, which is just below the rib cage and above your belly, and just check in to see how hungry you are. And if I'm really, really hungry, which is not unusual for me when I'm getting ready to cook because I like to be really hungry before dinner so that I can thoroughly enjoy the meal, sometimes I just have to eat something. So I will stop. I'll pull out a bag of those baby carrots, the ones that are always the same sort of shape and size, and I might get some other raw veggies, and I might get some of my favorite eggplant hummus that I keep in the fridge for just such occasions. And I will dip and munch away, and I'll eat some carrots and a bit of hummus, not too much, a small amount, to take the edge off of that sort of fall-on-the-floor hunger that I have sometimes when I'm getting a meal ready. And the kind of thing that I eat when I'm cooking, when I'm not stopped, that I eat when I'm actually cooking, kind of multitasking, are raw vegetables. That's what I do. Now, could I change that? I could change that. But I'm not particularly motivated to change it because it's not much of a problem, and I see it as a great way to get some nice veggies into my diet. The problem becomes when you're snacking while cooking is on things like cheese and crackers and nuts and whatever it is that you're cooking. If those are really calorie-dense foods, that could be a problem. Also, you may just want to have it be clean and really wait to enjoy your meal. So, for example, if I'm at a friend's house for dinner or at a restaurant and I'm really, really hungry, again, which is often the case, I like getting really, really hungry. It's actually a nice state to enjoy my food. So say they put the bread basket or the chip basket right in front of me. This happened to me on New Year's Eve. Dinner ended up being quite late because we were going to stay up late. Midnight is way late for me. So it's gone 8 p.m. and there's nothing to eat but a big old basket of tortilla chips in front of me and another big old basket of potato chips in front of me. These are not in my category of good things to snack on. So I asked myself the simple question, how will I feel over time? This is the core naturally slender eating strategy question. How will eating those chips, eating those tortilla thingies, make me feel over time? And I thought immediately about dinner, and I thought, you know, I'm not really going to enjoy this wonderful meal that's waiting for me if I eat these things now. And I know that chips have that quality of making you want to eat 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 10, 20, the whole bag, the whole basket. Those foods are designed to do that. And I thought, you know, I don't want to eat something that's going to make me want to eat more of it. I'd rather wait and enjoy my meal. But time went on and the meal still wasn't forthcoming, so I asked the host if she had any raw veggies around, any carrots or red peppers to snack on. And she said, oh, sure. And she happily took them out and I made a platter of them for everyone to enjoy. And the kids came round and started gobbling up all the vegetables. That always warms my heart, of course. So one way to address snacking while cooking is to provide yourself with healthy snacks. Use it as a way to get in your vegetables, for example. Now, that may not be so easy for you in terms of a transition, so the next step that I recommend is to do a pre-do. In other words, imagine yourself behaving the way that you want to behave. You may recall that with a pre-do, what we do is we say, well, I know how I did behave, and I'd like to behave differently. So you need to rehearse that in your mind before you do it in real life to make it easier and more automatic when the situation arises again. What is it that we normally do? What is it that I'm kind of maybe reading between the lines of Astrid's comment here is that she's feeling really badly about all the snacking that she does while cooking. She's kind of beaten herself up. When we beat ourselves up, we're actually reliving that experience in our mind and we are rerunning those same neural pathways. In other words, we're making it worse. Yikes. Now there's something extra to feel guilty about. Oh dear. So what's the alternative? The alternative is to use our brains by understanding the way the brain works and simply rehearse in our mind being the way that we want to be. And it helps a whole heck of a lot if you do what I was describing a few minutes ago. In other words, you imagine how you would like to feel, how you would feel if you were the kind of person for whom this situation was easy. What would the feeling be in your body? What would it feel like if you were totally relaxed and it were easy for you? So for my client that we were talking about earlier, it was this tree feeling of being deeply rooted and grounded and yet flexible, centered and balanced. Now with this feeling, you can say, well, gosh, if I felt like that while I was cooking, then I could imagine what it would be like to go through the preparation and simply anticipate really, truly enjoying my meal. And you can imagine that heavy, awful feeling that you'd have if you did eat the snacks, and that light, yummy, delicious pleasure feeling if you waited to really thoroughly enjoy your meal. Okay, so that's step two. Step one is decide how you want to be. In my case, I'm happy to be munching on raw veggies while I'm cooking. That may not be the case for you. You may prefer to simply wait until the meal comes to enjoy that. Either way is fine. Whatever works for you. Step two, you're going to do a redo. You're going to imagine yourself. You're going to practice in your mind so that when you get to it in real life, it's already very familiar and very easy. And step three, this is if you need more aggressive intervention, if this is a really big deal for you, if you've done steps one and two and it's not working, then you might want to consider getting the compulsion blowout guided journey that is available on my site, reneemethod.com. I mention this because it is a very powerful process that works on things as compelling as potato chips. What happens? Some people think, oh my God, a compulsion blowout. I don't want to never want to eat it again. Well, exactly. I don't really recommend that. What I recommend is having a take it or leave it attitude. That's what most people want. They want to be, you know, relaxed, easy, laid back. And that journey is unbelievably effective and it is permanent to release a compulsion. So you could do that journey around this snacking while cooking. So that's option three, the tier three way to resolve a snacking while cooking problem. Which brings us all the way to the end of our show today. Thank you for being present. I am so excited about all of my new friends on Facebook. If you're on Facebook and would like to friend me, please do that. And just write a little note that you're an IOWL listener. It's so much fun for me to be able to see these thumbnail pictures of listeners to this program and to connect with you online. By the way, would you like to get up-to-the-minute information about when the latest episode of your favorite podcast, including Inside Out Weight Loss, go live? If so, simply go to www.personallifemedia.com/signup and register for your free email notifications that'll tell you when a new episode is available. And P.S., if you'd like to contact me, send an email to renee@personallifemedia.com. That's R-E-N-E-E @personallifemedia.com. Or call and leave a message at 206-350-5333. I may play your comment or answer your question on air. This is your host, Renee Stevens, and I am on a mission to eradicate the weight struggle from the planet, enabling you to develop and share your abundant soul's gifts. Join me as we evolve the world by evolving ourselves. Take good care.
Find more great shows like this on personallifemedia.com.